Did you know that the divorce rates in the United States is 38%, but among entrepreneurs, it's 50%? And I want to shoot this video for you, not about divorce rates, but why boring is actually one of the most important things that will help your business grow, and it can also save your relationships. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. Hey guys, what's going on? Uriel Kim here, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. We help health professionals grow their businesses online instead of being slaves to their practice forever. And today's episode is sponsored by Jimoca Cremoso. I'm gonna have a sip, we'll get started. So I was speaking in a mastermind that I'm a part of last night, and I was invited to talk about how we've doubled our business in the past like 5 or 6 months. And I was talking with my coach who kind of heads up this mastermind, and I said, listen, man, like, I don't really have anything earth shattering to share. Like, there's nothing new and shiny, groundbreaking. It's like, there's nothing really, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm so close to it every single day that I don't see it as really fascinating. But there's a lot of obviously small things that, well, I think we do very well and we continue to improve upon that I thought I could share. So that's what I did. And so the title of my talk was something like boring equals success, something along those lines. And I said, hey guys, this is going to be the most boring talk I ever give, but I also promise you it's probably going to be the most impactful for your business. So we had about 170 people in the breakout room, and I was just sharing. It was almost like a fire hose, to be honest, because I was talking about seven elements: vision, people, lead gen, lead nurture, sales, delivery, retention, ascension. And I tried to cover all that in 45 minutes. It was a lot. So I told everyone, I'm like, guys, it's going to be a fire hose, heads up. And I'm going to give you frameworks and resources and playbooks. And I just gave them all these links to all of our stuff. And everyone was like, holy shit, this is awesome. So I want to share with you really in a nutshell, the essence of what I shared with them. And one of the things I want you to understand is that business is philosophy, right? So every business is different based on the philosophy of the founder or the people who run the company. And for me, the philosophy of Healthpreneur is simplicity, right? That's, it's a very, I don't even want to use stoic as the word, because that wouldn't be the right word, but just simple, okay? So like simple. As I've mentioned many, many times before, my previous business in the health and fitness space was very complex. We had hundreds of funnels and hundreds of products. And eventually we did very, very well, but it was still not the type of business that I wanted to be part of, which is why I sold it. And when I started Healthpreneur, I said, I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to learn from my mistakes and the things that I didn't like. And I'm going to do one thing really, really well. And that became our Health Business Accelerator Program, or HBA program. And just to give you a bit of behind the scenes of our business, we have two programs. That's it. Like HBA and Luminaries. So like HBA, 18K, there's nothing below that, right? So that's just the decision we made, because I don't want to spend my time and resources and people putting stuff out there at a lower level that we know is not going to help people. Because we all know that to get the results you want, for your clients to get the results that they want, it has to be at the highest possible level of working with you. It can't just be like, here's some videos, go for it, and all the best, right? Like, people need guidance and coaching and support and accountability and access to higher level expertise. These are things you can't put out for $100. And so we made the decision not to do that. So where the boring piece comes in is every entrepreneur that I know, like, we're all creators, right? If you were to do your wealth dynamics profile, you're probably a creator. If you do your DISC profile, you're probably high D, high I. If you do your Colby, you're probably like a high quick start, which means that we have a tendency to create all the time. And that can be very dangerous if it's not channeled. It's kind of like Cyclops in the X-Men, the guy who has like the visor on. If he doesn't wear that, it's just like his red laser beam vision just like kills everything, right? That's kind of how we are as entrepreneurs. And we're awesome at starting things, but we're not necessarily great at scaling things. And the skills and character traits required to go from kind of starting things to growing and scaling them is very different. And this is why a lot of people get stuck. And this is why I got stuck and I will continue to get stuck, because you have to continually grow into becoming the person you need to be to get to that next level. So part of the learning that I had to come to grips with was, instead of expanding horizontally and getting all like, oh, I'm gonna launch another thing and then another thing and then another thing, I really very, very early on, I said, I'm gonna channel that creativity and I'm gonna go vertical. And so I take that creativity into how do we continually improve upon our HBA program? We know that's the single limb, like that's the most important piece of our business, right? Volume wise. How do we continually make it better? Not necessarily how do we add more stuff, but how do we refine it? How do we improve it? How do we look at it like Michelangelo looks like a marble and to carve out his David? How do we chip away at the unnecessary? How do we continually make it better? And it's this constant boring attention to the basics that I think is very, very important. It's really one of the reasons I think that our business has grown and continues to grow at a really nice rate. And I see a lot of other business owners, and it's not to say that you can't build a great business with a lot of different things, right? But you know, one of the guys was sharing what he's done last night to grow his business. And the challenge with that is that, you know, he had four different offers, and I'm thinking, I'm watching this, I'm like, good for you, man, but I would not want to do that. And sorry if you can hear this screaming maniac. He's now 2.5, so it's that time of his life where it's just nonsense. So where am I going with this? So yes, we had four different product offerings, spent 10 minutes in the conversation as he was talking. People are just asking questions in the chat. What exactly is the price point? How does it work exactly? There's just a lot of confusion. And I'm like, good for you for achieving a certain level. That's awesome, dude. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of complexity there. So I think when you look at your business, here's my advice. And this is the advice I give to all my clients, is you don't do anything other than one thing until you reach $1 million. That's it. Nothing. Don't like, and I can spot amateurs like birds in the sky. Having a chat in a conversation yesterday, and someone was saying, yeah, the next thing I'm going to do is build an ebook and some recipe guides. I'm like, you're done. You're making, like, it's not going to happen. Please don't do that. Okay. And the reason I can spot this stuff out is because I've been there and I've done that. I see the journey that so many people go on. They're like, yeah, I'm going to write out like an ebook and then a course. And I'm like, really? None of that's going to work. And I don't want to be a pessimist, but I'm like a realist. I'm like, do you understand the volume of traffic and sales required to even make $10,000 a month if you're selling a $20 ebook? Like, let's just be real for a second. So my suggestion to you to save your sanity and to fill your bank accounts and to really help people at the highest level is you offer one thing, one coaching program that is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 price point. Okay. And that's all you do. That's all you do until you're at $1 million in revenue. That's it. Okay. You don't need anything lower than that. Here's what's going to happen is you're going to get people on the phone. They're like, oh, it's too expensive. Which again, if you don't know how to deal with that, here's the thing. If you think this is a big mistake I see people make, oh, I'm getting people on the phone who can't afford it, or say they can't afford it, because that's all BS for the most part. Say they can't afford it. Therefore, I'm going to offer something lower level to help them. So what you've just done is you've complicated your business now by twofold. You're introducing something new, and the payoff for that is going to be insignificant. So you're going to offer your program for $150 and you're going to have like five people in there? For what? Right? One of our clients, true story, I'm looking at his metrics. I'm like, dude, these numbers are amazing. Holy dude, like, what's going on? And then I look at his ROAS, return on ad spend. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. What's going on here? So I was talking to him. I'm like, why is your revenue so low relative to all these other metrics that look amazing? I said, what are you charging? And he said, $97. I was like, hold on. Whoa, where in the process do we recommend charging $97 for what you're doing? And I'm like, what's going on there? because you understand that your business would be significantly higher revenue-wise if you were charging $2,000, $3,000 for the same thing. So like, listen, like what I'm trying to share with you here, and I know I'm kind of going all over the place a little bit. This is my mind, right? Like this is the entrepreneurial ADHD, whatever you want to call it. The thing, our superpower is creativity. Our crux or kryptonite is creativity. Because we're so creative, we want to keep doing and expanding and doing all sorts of new things. But you have to channel that. And you have to channel that because if you don't, you will never grow to the level you can grow to. I promise you, it's not going to happen. So when you look at, if I only did one thing, if I only focused on one program, if you had a weight loss program for $5,000, that's the only thing you're going to sell until $1 million. And that might sound like why would I want to do that? I don't know if that can happen. Trust me, it can happen. Okay. And here's the power of focus. You know, we've got clients and I've mentioned them before. They do about 5 million a month right now. They sell one program for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's a coaching program, $7,000. They enroll about 1,200 clients a month. That doesn't happen if you have multiple programs. That level of focus, where that can go and scale, it never happens if you have 2, 3, 4 things you're working on. In order to grow your business, you have to do less. It's not about doing more. And especially you as the business owner, eventually you're going to have less and less, less on your plate. But as a whole, as a business, you have to do less. And it's very easy to look for or kind of sniff out amateur business owners, because you can go to their website and you can look at what their offers are. Oh, here's like book a call with me, one-on-one, group, that are like 5 different things. Like, no. And this whole idea of like multiple sources of income is the biggest load of nonsense that I think people just misunderstand it. So let me just have a sip and I'll explain. I wouldn't want my coffee to get cold, right? Multiple sources of income. You have to understand at what point in the journey does that make sense? Think about it this way. Multiple sources of income could be one program with multiple clients. In our case, we have hundreds of sources of income because we have our main program with hundreds of clients paying into it. That's multiple sources of income. What we're not doing is we don't have hundreds of products with a couple clients in each. Okay, understand the difference there. So you have to understand this paradigm shift when it comes to multiple streams of income, multiple sources of income. It's very deceiving. And I think if you focus on like, oh, I'm going to have like 3 or 4 businesses, so I have multiple sources of income, you're going to have no sources of income. You'll have a couple mediocre paychecks instead of one really big one. So I plead to you in this video here, it's the friggin' focus. Focus and turn everything else off. When you have your business to a point where you're doing several $1 million, and you can obviously start, you're asking yourself the question, like, what do I do with all this excess cash? Reinvest in your business, hire amazing people, build your team, help more people, all that stuff. But you're going to have a point where you can take more money out of your business. At that point, you can take that money and invest it in real estate or whatever you want to do. At that point, now we're looking at multiple sources of income from a quote unquote passive perspective. But do not, and even then, I mean, like, you still have to make sure you're like focused on, you know, like things you understand, right? My good friend Garrett Gunderson says that diversification is for people who don't know what they're doing, something like that. Which I think is true, right? It's the same thing in business. Diversification, he calls it diversification, is for people, in our case, business owners who don't know what they're doing. If you're very good at one thing, be very good at one thing and just drill the friggin' oil well there. Strike oil, build the system around it, and then you can build the next oil well if you want, okay? So the whole topic here we're talking about is boring equals success. What does it mean to focus on one thing? It gets very boring, right? Like there's systems and there are operational procedures and there's tiny little refinements. It's not like, oh, I'm going to launch a new thing tomorrow. It's no. I'm not going to launch anything. I'm going to work with this thing. I'm going to stick at it. And just going back to what I started with at the top of this is divorce rates. I think divorce rates, and this is my theory, divorce rates among entrepreneurs are higher because entrepreneurs seek novelty, right? We're always looking for new. And this can obviously impact relationships, if you know what I'm saying. So focus on boring, do the work that might seem tedious. Like, listen, like I don't consider what I do tedious, but I don't want to run a business where I'm launching new things every month. I've been there and done that. It's not glamour. Trust me. So hopefully this makes sense for you guys. Please focus on one thing, do it extremely well. It's going to get boring as it grows, but that's okay. It's not supposed to be fun and exciting all the time, because a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we're looking to entertain ourselves and soothe our own like dopamine hits more than anything else. And it can kill your business. Okay. So keep it simple, focus on one thing, keep it boring, do little things every day, and your business will grow as a byproduct of focusing on the process. If you enjoy this, let me know your thoughts in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, remember to subscribe. I've got tons of other videos to help you grow a thriving online business. And I'll see you soon. Thanks, guys. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.